Good morning, everybody. A very, very warm welcome to everybody who's here. It is amazing to see you all. This is our first time in this venue, and so we're all in a new place this morning, but especially welcome to those of you who don't normally do church on a Sunday morning, or if you don't normally come to our church on a Sunday morning, you are particularly welcome. My name is Sally Ann, and I'm going to be leading the service this morning, and I am super, super excited for two reasons. Today is Palm Sunday, and we're going to be remembering that this morning, and we're also going to be baptizing Gabby and Clara into our church family, which is Gabby and Sarah. I am so sorry. There we go. You're all listening. Well done. Gabby and Sarah. Just to say, we're all going to stay in together. All the kids will stay in and young people for the whole service. So there is no long sermon, you'll be pleased to know. And please don't worry. If your little one makes a noise, needs to run around, is a complete fidget, don't worry. Please relax. We are certainly not worried. We know there will be some noise because we're going to be in for about an hour. We'll have some songs, we'll have some praying, and of course, we will be baptizing as well. So, Buki, is Buki here this morning? Yes, Buki. Buki, if you could come up, and Buki is going to pray for us as we start our service this morning.
Good morning, everyone. Shall we pray? In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for another opportunity you've given us to gather together to lift up your holy name. We'll thank you, O Lord, for each and every one of us as a family. We'll thank you for our church community. We'll thank you for our community as a whole. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your guidance. We give you praise. Lord, we want to thank you especially for today, Palm Sunday, where we'll be remembering Jesus again as he triumphantly entered even to Jerusalem. We ask, O Lord, that every victory that Jesus conquered, we ask, O Lord, that to be asked to today in Jesus' name. We thank you, O Lord, because today also we'll be baptizing your children, Sarah and Gabby. They'll be declaring their love for you again in the midst of the church, their families, their friends. We ask, O Lord, that you do something special in their life, just like it happened for Jesus, where the heavens were open. And Lord, you spoke and you said, this is my beloved son, in him I'm well pleased. We pray, O Lord, that if we have a fresh encounter with you, you give them a word that will help them through their Christian journey, in Jesus' name, that they will look back on today and they will know that indeed something great happened to them, not just going into the water, but something was triggered in their spirit, man, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray, O Lord, concerning our country, we remember our queen. Lord, we ask, O Lord, that you continue to strengthen her, you continue to uphold her, even in this season, the first of its kind that should be celebrated without her husband. We ask, O Lord, that indeed you who are the husband to the widow, you will be there for her, you will keep her in the name of Jesus. You will make her strong, O Lord. And even as she celebrates, you know, another milestone this year, we ask, O Lord, for fresh grace, fresh strength upon her in the name of Jesus. We pray concerning our leaders. We ask, O Lord, because we know that no one comes to leadership without you being calling them. We ask, O Lord, for grace as they move on, as they lead us in the name of Jesus. We ask, O Lord, that they will be mindful of how they lead us as a country. Lord, they will not be selfish. They will listen to you, Lord, and they will lead us aright in Jesus' name. We remember even our leaders in this church, Sheffield Baptist Church, Pastor Nathan, Pastor Celian, Angela, Steve, Fiona, and every other person helping them and lifting up their hands. Lord, we ask, O Lord, for grace for each day in Jesus' name. We ask, O Lord, that, Lord, you will be their strength, you be their every word. Lord, just like the Hebrew, the midwives, that you remember them because of what they did to the Hebrew women. Lord, we ask that you keep these ones, you keep their homes, you keep their ministry. They will not fail you, they will not falter. And Lord, they will listen to you and they will lead us aright in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up, O Lord, every part of the world where there's been trouble, Lord, into your hands. We know that in the last days, perilous things will happen. But Lord, we ask, oh Lord, that you will temper it down, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask, oh Lord, concerning, you know, people of Ukraine, where there's been so much war, Lord, we ask, oh Lord, that you keep them, Lord, in Jesus' name. We ask for your peace that passeth all understanding. Remember our new Ukraine family that in our midst, Lord, we ask that as they navigate this new life, Lord, they will come to know you. You'll be close to them, Lord, in Jesus' name. All those pain, all those aches, all those trauma, Lord, we ask for the balm in Gilead to heal, oh Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, you will strengthen them. We ask for your peace in this world. Lord, you know, it's so difficult, but we know that, you know, you're watching over us and there's a reason for everything. But Lord, we ask, oh Lord, that you help us to know and to understand in Jesus' name. As we carry on in today's service, we ask, oh Lord, that you lead, you direct, you guide us in the name of Jesus. It will be a special day indeed for every one of us in Jesus' name. Be thou exalted, for we have prayed with thanksgiving, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Bless you. Thank you. That's great. So we are now going to do the baptism bit of the service. And we are going to be, of course, baptizing Gabby and Sarah. So I just thought before I invite them up to share a bit of their story, I would just explain a little bit about what baptism is. For some of us, it may be a new thing. So just to be absolutely clear, the first and most important thing is that Sarah and Gabby believe in Jesus. That's the very first thing. They have said yes to following Jesus, yes to being friends with Jesus, and that's kind of the most important thing in a sense. And they have already done that. So when they are baptized in this lovely hot tub that we have in front of us, which is nice and warm, you'll be pleased to know, it is just tap water. So it isn't any special water, it's simply tap water. But they are following, in a sense, in the path of Jesus Christ himself, who was, of course, baptized by John the Baptist. And in a sense, it's even more than a symbolic act. You know, we believe in our church that something deeply spiritual and significant happens when you are baptized and fully baptized, that they are, in a sense, publicly declaring that they have a faith in Jesus. And as they go under the water and back up again, in a sense, they are dying to their old self and rising again into the new. Just as we remember at Easter time, Jesus died and rose again for us. So we do see it as a very spiritual time. And in the same way the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus when he was baptized, we do sense that the Holy Spirit will come upon them in even more fullness as they take this wonderful step. In Acts 2, verse 38, it says this: Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." So, first of all, I'm going to invite Gabby to come up and stand with me. It's always a bit nerve-wracking. And so what we're going to do is she's going to look at me and not look too much at you. And I'm going to ask you some questions, Gabby. And we're going to have a little chat and everyone's going to be listening to us. Is that okay? Yep, good. Okay, so Gabby, when did you start to believe in Jesus and want to follow him?
It was fairly gradual, but I feel I first came to know Jesus when I was moving into my teenage years and I felt quite distant from my family and hadn't settled into secondary school yet.
Okay. Brilliant, brilliant. And what or who helped you in your understanding what it is to be a Christian?
My mum helped me learn what it is to be a Christian, and so did going to youth group.
Great, super. And what do you like about being a Christian?
I like being a Christian because I'm never alone and I always feel loved by God.
Amazing, amazing. That's wonderful. And why, Gabby, do you want to be baptized?
Because I feel that God has been giving me signs that it's time to get baptized, and I want to say a big yes to Jesus.
Amen. Wonderful, Gabby. That is brilliant. So I've actually known Gabby since she was born, I think. Jill, Michael, maybe? Yep. And Gabby, it is so special knowing you and getting to know you. But there are two things I've learned about Gabby. We play a lot of games in our youth activities, teenage activities, and Gabby often wins these games. She is brilliant at all the games that we play. So when you move to Lancaster, we will miss that about you, Gabby. But the other thing I have shared with Gabby, as I have seen her grow in her faith over the years, is that she has a gift in a way of listening to God. I mean, everybody can hear from God, and God speaks to us in all different ways. But sometimes when we've had moments of quiet, which isn't very often, I have to say, with the teenagers, but when we have, and I've asked them to listen, Gabby often has something to say. And even more than that, she has shared what she has sensed God saying, and that takes a lot of courage. So I want to really encourage you in that as you move to Lancaster, because Gabby and her family are moving to Lancaster very soon. And in your card that I've given you from the church, there is a Bible verse, and this is the Bible verse that's in there, and it's all about listening. In John 10, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." So, Gabby, my prayer for you is that you never stop listening to God, never stop saying yes to Jesus, like you were saying earlier, and just grow and grow closer to him. That's my prayer for you, that you would draw closer and closer to Jesus. Okay, I'm now going to invite Sarah to come up, and Sarah's going to share a bit of her story. Yeah.
So I'm just going to share a bit about my journey of faith. I first did the Alpha course when I was 16, and I was convinced it was true, but I wasn't really ready to let God change my life. I thought that being a Christian was about a ton of rules and regulations and box ticking. I totally misunderstood what it meant to be a Christian. I was busy partying and making bad choices, but I think I felt I had to get my life in order to be a Christian. If someone had asked me if I was a Christian, I would have said, "I want to be, but I'm not good enough." Wow, what a massive misunderstanding. So I kind of went about doing things my way for about another 10 years or so, being quite hedonistic, until my late 20s. A friend invited me to Holy Trinity Brompton, a big church in London, ahead of their Alpha course. I remember sitting in tears, which I thought was condemnation, but I now know is often how the Holy Spirit can touch you. And I decided at that moment that I was really ready to let God in. I did the Alpha course and it totally changed my life. But significantly, I understood the concept of grace. Being a Christian isn't about having your life sorted. It's just saying yes to Jesus. And then he comes and he meets you in your mess. And being a Christian isn't about being a perfect person. It's about accepting we all need a saviour and simply opening the door to let Jesus come in. It's about letting God work in your brokenness. It's about letting God heal your hurts, and it's knowing that God loves you immeasurably more than you could ever imagine, seeing every aspect of who you are. And it's about going on a journey, and saying yes is just the start of that. It isn't about having all the answers to all your questions. Some of these things God has revealed to me, and some of these things I won't know until I meet him in heaven. Faith is just taking that step, and it's the single most exciting and life-changing step I've ever taken. What it means to be a Christian. I can't imagine my life without my faith. It's the rock on which I stand. It makes logical sense to me, as well as being deeply fulfilling and liberating. I've got hope for the future and for the here and now. I speak to the Lord every day. I study his word in various ways. I try and breath pray throughout the day, so I know that God goes before me into all things, and I know I'm surrounded by him. Being a Christian isn't easy, and you still face many battles and struggles. I've had many mountaintop moments, but also been in the valley. But the Bible, prayer, and fellowship with other believers means we can face these things with new hope and perspective. My faith provides great comfort in times of turbulence and trial. I love the verse, "And underneath are the everlasting arms," and I speak this over many situations I'm facing. Those who know me well know that in the last couple of years, I've struggled with anxiety and OCD, which doesn't make sense to me as a Christian. I sometimes wake in the early hours in the grip of panic, and I feel like there's a battlefield in my mind. Yesterday, I was actually reading, just remembering how the vicar, Will Vanderhart, describes being a Christian with an anxiety disorder. He says it's like sitting in the back room eating a pot noodle when there's a place for you at the banqueting table. And although it's hard to speak this out loud, I wanted to bring this into the light today and stand here and declare that I'm believing in Christ that I will have victory over this too, and that I'm ready to lay claim to my seat at the banqueting table.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Being a Christian means trusting God is in control. I think we probably all struggle with that at times. One amazing example of that is my house move from London. We decided to move to Reading about 4 years ago, and what's the chances? I moved next door to the amazing Angela. We were both going to different churches at the time, but now we're both going to Shinful Baptist Church, and look, here I am about to be baptised by her. The whole situation just shows, you know, God has his hand over the whole situation. He cares deeply about the big and little things in our lives. Likewise, I was praying for almost 2 years to have children, but if I hadn't had the wait, the children I had, of course, wouldn't have been Thomas and Bella, and I wouldn't change them for the world. And of course, if the timing hadn't have been such, then many of the people that are here today and that are in my life, I might not have ever met. So there's so many examples of God's timing and provision, even if we can't see it at the time. Being a Christian has also given me a mission and a purpose. I feel like God has anointed me with a gift of service. And a few years after being a Christian, I felt like God had a role for me that he wanted me to step into. I was really hungry for it, and I kept asking what it looked like, and I kept saying yes. And I was definitely waiting a good few years. I mean, I wasn't in the right place for a start. I was in London, and obviously I needed to be here in Shinfield. Then he spoke to me about setting up a community initiative and inspired me through some of the things that I'd seen going on locally and nationally. So from there, I set up Helping Hands, and then, praise God, combined forces with this wonderful church to help run the food bank, Helping Hands, and now Share, which has totally been God-ordained. The week that I got in touch with Claire from Share about setting something up in Shinfield, they had been praying for churches to come forwards. We know that Share is from the Lord, and it isn't of our making. God had his hand over all these projects, and it is such an honour to play a role in this. God has given me mission and a community. Over the years, I've been inspired and helped by many other Christians, and I'm so thankful for the wonderful godly people who have spoken into my life on so many occasions. Many of you are here today, and I'm so thankful for you all. I'm so blessed that I've got so many amazing Christian friends who live near and far, and thankful that you've made the effort to come here today. I just wanted to thank Marilyn, who's agreed to be my mentor and helps me with, we study the Bible every fortnight and pray together. And I'm really thankful for this opportunity that we share. And it's a beautiful peace amidst the chaos of my week. And Sally Ann, from the moment we arrived at Rainbow Talk, she loved me, supported me, and you were in many ways my pastor long before we joined the church. You supported me and Rachel and provided so much wisdom and calm through Helping Hands' journey. You're a woman of integrity, faith, and love with a real servant heart, and I know that I have much to learn from you as I continue to walk with Jesus and in fellowship with this church. So finally, why do I want to get baptised? I was baptised as a baby, christened as a baby, and I was confirmed in my late 20s after I did the Alpha course, which was a really deeply moving moment, and I did really feel the power of the Holy Spirit come upon me at this time. However, since becoming a Christian, I've always wanted to experience the full immersion. I feel it's so significant in symbolising new life and being born afresh into God's family. Jesus was also baptised at the start of his ministry, and I think he's a pretty good act to follow. I've also been feeling God calling me into something new. To some extent, that's already happened with Share, but I feel that he's leading me into a new direction, although I'm not sure what that is yet. And for me, a baptism is a way of saying yes to whatever his plans are for my life and amen to whatever he has in store for the future, to submit afresh to him today. I also joined the church around a year ago, and I feel like this is part of me officially becoming part of the church family. And as I said earlier, I'm ready to lay claim afresh to that seat at the banqueting table. Amen. That has my name upon it.
Amen. Yes. Great. We give a round of applause for both Gabby and for Sarah for sharing with us. And I just want to add to the things that Sarah has said. as Sarah said, we met actually at Toddler Group 3 and a bit years ago, maybe. Sarah, I can honestly say, you were saying, but you've changed my life. And I think you've probably changed the life of our church, actually. I don't know if you know Sarah. Some of us do, some of us don't. But this lady does life at 120 miles an hour. When she comes into the food bank room, unlike her father, who comes in and does, she's like a tornado. And then she's gone. It's incredible. She is wonderful. And it is so wonderful to be celebrating your baptism today, Sarah. You know, when you said, oh, I don't know, because I've done, you know, I've had this, but I just sensed when you said you wanted to be baptized, it was a deep yes in my spirit, actually, of this is a really good thing to be doing and a really important thing to be doing. Sarah, you have got many gifts, and I've shared Gabby with hers. You know, you're a worshiper and have joined with Jenny setting up a worship evening. You are an evangelist. Look around the room. You are a prayer warrior. You've got prophetic gifting, a gift of faith. And as you've said, your servant heart, your desire to help, as in helping hands, is wonderful. So the verse that I've got for Sarah, to be honest, I found it quite hard to find one verse. But actually, Sarah and I prayed together this week. I meet with these guys a couple of times before they get baptized. And when we met this week, we prayed together. And as I was praying for Sarah, she sensed a burning on her lips. And we both, after we finished praying, were reminded of the passage in Isaiah, which, of course, is what she's been reading with Marilyn. And the particular verse that we picked up on is Isaiah 6, and it says this: "Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, 'See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for.' Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?' And I said, 'Here I am, send me.'" So Sarah, these words remind us, it is finished. It is finished. Your guilt is taken away. Your sin is atoned for. Claim it. You don't have to stay. We've talked about this. You don't have to stay on Good Friday like many Christians do. You can move to the freedom of Easter Sunday, the resurrection power of Jesus, knowing that you're forgiven. You're forgiven. And the passage says, "Here I am, send me." So that's the call. So we are now going to baptize these guys. So if Angela and Nathan would be kind enough to get into the pool. If you're little and you can't see and you want to just come a little bit further forward, please do. I don't know how easy it is to see over the top. So just to explain, what will happen is Gabby's going to go first. And in a minute, they will ask her some questions. She'll get into the pool, and then she'll be baptized. Then immediately, Jenny will start playing a song, which we will all sing. We can stand and sing while Angela and Nathan pray over Gabby. I should have just said, if anybody during the service or after the service, if you sense God saying something to you about either Gabby or Sarah, please do take a note of that. Feel free to talk to Sarah direct. If it's about Gabby, come and just speak to me first. She's obviously a little bit younger. And just make sure that it's in line with, you know, comforting, edifying and all that sort of stuff. So, if the children want to come a bit further forward. So, guys, if you want to come a bit further forward, yeah.
Gabby, we've heard your testimony, but tell us again, have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour? And do you promise to serve him in fellowship with the church?
Yes.
Then come and be baptised.
Gabby, your profession of faith and your belief in the Lord Jesus Christ, we now gladly baptise you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Sarah, we've heard your testimony, but tell us again, have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour?
Yes, I have.
And do you promise to serve him in fellowship with the church?
Yes.
Then come and be baptized.
Sarah, we've heard your testimony on your clear profession of faith and your love of the Lord Jesus. We now are delighted to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
So, Palm Sunday. As I have been preparing for this service, there's a verse that keeps going round and round in my head, and that sometimes happens, and it's a verse in the Psalm 119, verse 68. And it says this: God is good, and all he does is good. And on Palm Sunday, we celebrate Jesus, and we remember his goodness. The crowd who celebrated him, they knew that he was special. He'd been traveling around for 3 years, as we saw in the clip, all around Israel, healing people, teaching them, performing miracles. And the truth of the matter is that no sort of serious historian would today doubt that Jesus actually lived. And in fact, the major religions, Islam and Hinduism, they all recognize that Jesus lived, that he was a prophet. So the crowd on Palm Sunday, they didn't understand everything about Jesus. They didn't know what was actually then going to happen. But they knew that they wanted to be near him. They knew he was special. They knew he was something more. And today, the world is in turmoil, isn't it? And we're going to meet some of our very new Ukrainian friends in a bit when the guys are back. The world is in turmoil. Maybe your personal life is in turmoil. But sometimes it's important just to remember the truth, even if we don't understand God in it. He is good, and we're safe with him. He is our peace, our hope, and our provider. So I'm going to talk very, very, very briefly now, just before we meet some wonderful friends from Ukraine who are going to share a bit of their story. But I just want to talk very, very briefly about the goodness of God. That verse that I read out before, God is good and all he does is good. This verse meant a lot to me at a time when I was personally in a very, very dark place. Some of you know this already. It was a number of years ago, 10, 15 years ago. Nathan and I, we lost, very sadly, two children, 1 year apart, to stillbirth. A little boy called Ben and a little girl called Ella. And it's sort of safe to say and true to say that our world obviously fell apart. And I personally, for a number of years, went into a very, very dark place. And during this time, I came across this verse. God is good, and all he does is good. You see, in the darkness, I had to, in a sense, rediscover God. I had to reconcile what had happened with who I thought God was. All good things come from God. God can only do good. There is a lot of wickedness in the world, isn't there? In our lives, in our immediate world, and in the global world. But that is not of God. There are, of course, many, many questions as to why God sometimes intervenes and sometimes he doesn't, why he sometimes saves children and why he sometimes doesn't, why he stops wars and sometimes doesn't. And my conclusion of several years of wrestling is there is no straightforward answer. There is a huge mystery in this whole area. And there are some things about God we can't fully understand or grasp here on earth. You know, if we're really going to believe that God is the creator of the universe that goes on forever and ever, blows my mind, there are going to be some things about God we're not truly going to understand. And if you are somebody here this morning who is questioning and wanting to know more, but really struggles as you see all the rubbish stuff, the suffering that goes on around the world, can I just encourage you, if you just keep trying to wait for that to be answered, you're going to find it hard, probably, to fully find God. Because in a sense, you have to trust in the mystery. But you know, I also discovered in that time of wrestling that the question wasn't why me or you know, why this, or why has this had to happen? But the real question is, what now? What am I now going to do about it? Am I going to grab hold of God, or am I going to push God away? Am I going to see the goodness of God in the darkness, or just focus on the darkness? And ultimately, am I going to trust him, even in the mystery, even when the questions are not fully answered? Am I going to trust that God is good all of the time? Now, this happened a number of years ago for me, but I would really love to invite Alyona and Dennis, and if you want to bring the whole family up, it's entirely up to you, whatever you feel most comfortable with, because they have been going through a really difficult situation over the past few weeks, and I'd love us to just meet them to start off with, but also they're just going to share a little bit about their story, the darkness probably, but also the goodness of God. So would you like to introduce yourselves?
Yes, please. I would like. Okay. Hello, everyone. We greet you in our Lord Jesus Christ that we all love. And we are a family from Ukraine. My name is Alyona. This is my husband. His name is Denis. This is my and our oldest son. His name is Zachary. This is our daughter Dina and Renata. And we've been here for 3 weeks already. And we're very thankful that we are safe here. And we would like to share with you a bit of our story. And I will ask Denis to start.
Yeah, okay. Have you heard that kids are a blessing from God? So, I experienced it literally. all who have 3 kids can safely cross the border of country now. So we have martial law. But you see, I'm here. I am allowed. So, yeah, I am safe and our family haven't been split. That's very good. The thing I've learned in Ukraine is that church is the safest place to be. So my congratulations to those two ladies. Now you are safe. church, like body of Christ first, and then, of course, local church, like both of these things. Very safe place to be, because the war is a terrible thing, but it's not yet the end. We still have to be prepared for an end of the world. And yeah, that's why church is the safest place to be. And also church is the best representative of the country. Not government, but church. We experienced it in Romania, because the people from church helped us a lot. We experienced it in Ukraine, because we received a lot of help from our brothers and sisters. And we experienced it here. Church is the best representative of the whole country. Just imagine. Yeah, now your turn.
Yes, we experienced God's love closer than ever in our lives during that past months and a half. We are from Kharkiv. It's the northern part of our country, and it's still hot on the map. And we still have my mother stay there in occupied territory. And we have our own church spread throughout Europe, but we still meet every day for prayer together, every day for 2 hours. And that's been our blessing, and that's been our weapon that we are using to fight in the spiritual battle, because we know that God is on our side, on the side of those who suffer for freedom, for chance to live, you know, because life is God's gift. And we left Kharkiv the 1st of March. And we traveled through the central part of our country for 3 days. We drove 12 hours each day, and we were standing on block posts for almost 4 hours. And each new day, we didn't know where we spent our night. And each day, God was providing our new home that we didn't know before. The Christian family, they were accepting us as their own relatives. They opened their houses, their hearts for us. And then when we crossed the border with Romania, as Denise told you, that it was a huge blessing for us to live as one family, because legally we can do that because we have 3 kids under the age of 18. So, and we met everywhere we were going, we saw God who was stepping before us. He was preparing families, he was preparing homes, everything we needed. But what we needed the most is, you know, understanding and compassion and comfort. And that what we were getting more than we needed. And when you lose everything and you have no, you are not certain in your future, but God is showing you such a huge and tremendous love. It's amazing. It's amazing. And we are still experiencing this here. When we came here, I have a sister here. My sister lives here for almost 20 years. So we were able to come here as a family reunion. And while we were driving here, while we were going here, God was preparing a home for us. A very good Christian family, they decided to open their house for us. So now we have our own place to live, not in one small house with my sister, but that was also God's hand. And I know a lot of testimonies how God is saving people from those towns, saving whole families from ruins. And if you would like to know, I would like to share it with you personally, because maybe you hear horrible things from the news, but we know miraculous things from our testimonies, from our churches. God is working. God is good. God is doing many miracles, supernatural miracles in our country, even right now. It is amazing unity among our people, and it is amazing unity among those in the world who stand with us. God gathers his people around this purpose to protect life itself, you know. And I'm so thankful that we have our Christian family everywhere in the world where his name is worshipped, where he is honored. And we did lost our home in Kharkov, though it's safe now, thank God. But we found more homes here, more hands, more friends here, just as he promised in his word. So our hearts full of joy, despite all the tears that we cry for our country and all the prayers, our heart full of joy because he is good, he is great, he is loving, and he is giving, and he is grasping all of us with his kindness, and we love you.
Can we stand and just clap, as we've seen parliaments all around the world do, for Ukraine? For these guys, for all of our brothers and sisters in Ukraine who are scattered around. And Nathan, would you come and pray for these guys and for Ukraine?
Yeah. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this lovely family. We thank you for the chance to meet them. We thank you as well. St. Mary's Church have done so much to help them feel at home. Karen Eves in the village, the Archdeaconess of Berkshire as well, has also been at work. Lord, we pray for Ukraine. We thank you that, as Alona said, we pray and we can't always see you at work, but we trust that you are doing things. Lives are being saved. People are being helped. Supplies are getting through, Lord, amidst all the things that aren't good. And so, Jesus, we pray for relief for Ukraine. We pray that the Russians will leave. We pray that the country will be liberated. We pray for President Zelensky, give him wisdom. Lord, we pray for comfort for those who are hurt, both Russian and Ukrainian. Lord Jesus, we pray for forgiveness, reconciliation. Lord, for the rebuilding of lives. And we pray particularly for this family now, that your Holy Spirit may be upon them, both now and for what you're calling them to do in the future in their own country. May they be ministers of your grace and your goodness, we pray. Thank you that you are bigger than the conflict. And we can look to you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
God is good all of the time. Now, can I invite, if you are praying, if you've been asked to pray for Gabby or Sarah, can you come to the front, please? Gabby, do you want to come up to the front as well? So, guys, do you want to pray for Gabby first, and then you guys can pray for Sarah?
Dear God, thank you that Gabby has decided to say yes to Jesus. And please help her strengthen her relationship with him and help her know that you'll always be with her and you'll protect her and keep her safe. Also, please encourage her to talk to Jesus and listen, talk to you and listen to what you have to say and share your word, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord God, I just want to say thank you for the blessing that is Gabby. She's such a lovely person to have as part of our youth. She always comes smiling. She's so gentle and just loving and kind, Lord God. And I thank you so much that she's decided to make this choice today and that she's running towards you, Lord God, because I can see that in youth. I've seen that, you know, I go to the same school as Gabby. I can see that she's always running towards you. And I want to thank you as well that she found you in the darkness, Lord God, that even when she was at her lowest, that's actually when she found the deepest connection to you, Lord God. So I just want to pray that in the future, whenever she faces other kind of dark times, Lord God, that you kind of remind her that that is when you found her, Lord Jesus, and that that is when she can make an even deeper connection to you, Lord God, and that you don't go away then, but actually that you can be made stronger in those times because, as Sally Ann was saying, God is good even in those times. Lord God, I just want to pray that you continue to love her and care for her in her journey and whatever she decides to do in life. I pray for guidance and wisdom and that in that running towards you, you help her to know what to do and to put you at the centre of that, Lord God. Amen.
Oh, Lord, we just want to lift Sarah up to you. We thank you for her. We thank you that you made her, that you know her. We thank you just for already the gifts that we can see so evidently in her, for the way that she serves so faithfully, for her heart, for so many other people. And we just pray that you would continue to bless her in all that she does, that you would just know you going before her, that you would be at her side in everything, Lord, that you would protect her, keep her healthy, keep her focused on you. Lord, I just pray for peace and joy in all that she does and from freedom from any anxiety or anything that prevents her from trusting you fully. We know, God, that you have got great plans for her and we just want to commit her to you now. Amen.
Lord, we thank you for Sarah's testimony and witness as she went through the water of baptism. We pray for her as John's wife, a mother to Thomas and Bella. a sister, a daughter, a fitness coach, a neighbour, a friend, and her role within Share Shinfield, our church, and the DG group. We thank you too that you know the plans you have for Sarah, which will be to prosper her and not to harm her, plans to give her hope and a future. You have gifted her richly, so in the coming days may she know your presence with her and your spirit guiding her in whatever lies ahead. Sarah, may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you. And Sarah, I just want to read Isaiah 32, verse 15 over you. It says, until at last the Spirit is poured out on us from heaven, then the wilderness will become a fertile field, and the fertile field will yield bountiful crops. I just feel God will say to you that he's bringing you a season of fruitfulness and greater impact in his kingdom, and you will no longer eat the noodles at the back. You're going to come into the banquet because there's abundance. So, Father, I just pray, because it's by the work of your Spirit. When Jesus was baptized, as he came out, the Spirit came on him. Lord, thank you, because I know your Spirit is coming upon Sarah in a fresh and living way, that she will become more fruitful. We're grateful for what you've done in her, but because of this baptism and the fresh release of your Spirit that is coming upon her, Lord, every barren, every land that has been unfertile will become fruitful. There will be bountifulness. There will be abundance. Enter into the fullness of everything the death and resurrection of Jesus obtained for you. Enter into the fullness. I pray that over you, over your children, over your husband, over your family, over your business, over your church family, over everything your hand finds to do, you shall be as a watered garden, a spring of water whose water fail not. You will bring forth your fruit in your season. You will always be fruitful in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much, guys. We have a family who are moving to Lancaster, and we are very excited for them, but we're very sad to see them go as well. And we just wanted on this occasion to particularly thank Jill, who has for, I don't know how many years, 4 years maybe, 5 years even, been doing all of the finance for the church. And she has done an amazing job. I don't know how anybody does this sort of thing, because it's totally not my thing. So I'm in awe of you, and I thank you, and we thank you on behalf of the church for all that you've done. I don't know if you just want to come up, and perhaps we could just give Jill a round of applause. And I'm just going to pray for you as you go up to Lancaster. So, Father God, we thank you for the Parkinson family. We thank you for all of them. And, Father God, we pray your blessing upon this move up to the northwest to Lancaster. Father God, will you go with them? Will you go before them, beside them, and behind them? Will they know your presence, your peace, your comfort, your guidance, and your hope as they make this big move? And I pray that they would stay connected with you and connected with church up there in perhaps different churches in different ways. But thank you, Jesus, for them. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Bless you. Right, I'm going to ask Nathan to pray a final blessing.
Yeah, let's pray. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.
That's great. Thank you so much. If there's anything we talked about that's touched on something, do come and have a chat with us individually. I'd love to chat with you and pray with you and Nathan and others. I'm just going to say a final prayer. just because, just a sense that it would just be good to pray a final prayer together. So Jesus, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for all that you have been doing amongst us. We thank you that you are a good God all of the time. And Jesus, if there is somebody here who just really wants to say yes to you, Jesus, just like Sarah and Gabby have said a whole load of yeses actually, but a yes to you, if there is somebody who just wants to say yes to you this morning, may they just pray that in their hearts now, yes to you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you are a good God all of the time. Amen.